100 won't stop till we get to the top. Here to show off more of their higher math skills, Cubby and Elvis on Z100's Top 100 of 2002.
Thanks, Mr. Voice. I'm Paul Cubby Bryant. This is my partner in countdowns, Elvis Duran.
That's right, Cubby. Coming in at number 58, a song by one of the most sought-after DJ/remixers in the business today. He's known as the undisputed heavyweight king of popular dance music. You know, he began spinning records when he was 16. He was responsible for signing hip-hop powerhouses Salt-N-Pepa and Will Smith. Of course, we're talking about Paul Oakenfold.
Another amazing performer at Z100's Jingle Ball 2002. This song features Shifty Shellshock on vocals. Many of you know old Shifty as the lead singer of Crazy Town. He did that song, Yuma Sugar, but here's the clip.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
At number 58 on Z100's Top 100 of 2002, this is Starry Eyed Surprise.
Hey, DJ, yes.
Mario.
Happy New Year. Serving the universe for 20 years. This is Z100. If you remember it, it's in here.
It's in here.
The Z100 Top 100 of 2002.
Yo.
Number 56. On Z100.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against?
Z100's Top 100 of 2002. I'm Elvis Duran. That was Here Is Gone by Goo Goo Dolls at number 54.
Their lead singer Johnny Resnick recorded two songs by himself for the Disney movie Treasure Planet called Always Know Where You Are and the single I'm Still Here.
But now, coming in at number 53, a song that was such a big hit, it was on last year's Top 100 countdown as well as this year's Top 100 countdown.
Whoa!
I'm so excited! Last year, it was at number 45.
Settle down, dude. With her second song of this countdown, here is Missy Elliott with One Minute Man on Z100.
Boy, I'ma make you love me, make you want me.
Carson Daly here, back to tell you that Romeo on the Radio's got the top 10 grossing films of the year for you. Right after Cameron checks in at 50, this is Hey Ma on Z100's Top 100 of 2002.
Z100's Top 100 of 2002. That was Hey Ma by Cam'ron at number 50.
Switching gears from music to movies, here's Romeo on the Radio with the year's top grossing films.
We've got some awfully big movies to talk about. The top 10 grossing movies of 2002. We'll start right at number 10. Disney's Lilo and Stitch, our first animated feature on the countdown, brings in $145.8 million.
Oh, great! He's loose!
At number 9, the follow-up to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, bringing in $148.4 million.
Harry Potter? Such an honor it is.
At number 8, our second animated feature, Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. Gang, take their animated antics to the big screen as a live-action movie and rake in $153.3 million.
Sorry? Uh-uh.
At number 7, the saber-toothed squirrel known as Scrat and the crazy antics of Disney's Ice Age pop in at $176.4 million.
Well, how do we know it's an ice age?
Because of all the ice!
Moving along to number 6, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are back in Men in Black 2, raking in $190.4 million. Not too bad.
Does that come standard?
Actually, it came with a black dude, but he kept getting pulled over.
At number 5, My Big Fat Greek Wedding is still in some theaters. So far, $204.1 million for a film that cost less than $10 million to make.
A respectful boy would come here and ask for my permission.
May I please date your daughter?
No!
And at number 4, Austin Powers popped up again in Goldmember, pardon the phrase, raking in $213.1 million.
I am a sexy beast!
At number 3, the writer-director of The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable with his new feature film, Signs, $226.4 million.
There's a monster outside my room. Can I have a glass of water?
And the number 2 grossing film of 2002, Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, cleaned up $307.9 million.
There aren't enough Jedi to protect the Republic.
And here we go with the number 1 grossing film of 2002. Spider-Man, based on the legendary flagship character of Marvel Comics, gets $403.7
million. You do too much. You're not Superman, you know.
There you go. A lot of money going through the box offices this holiday season. I'm Romeo.
Coming up, Justin Timberlake and Enrique Iglesias as we hit the halfway mark on Z100's Top 100 of 2002.